Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Episode number 10 of the Sales Psychology Series coming in hot today. I'm stoked that you're here with me, Sam Wakefield. Question is, what if you could reduce objections before they even form? I'm not talking about rebuttals to objections. They say this, you say that. But with reality setting, right? Slapping them in the face with reality. Not slapping them in the face. It's more about just having a correct conversation. Talking to the brain and the heart. Talking to a human being and not a script. You can. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you how. But first, before we get into that, I have a review to read. Let's get into this. I'm excited about, I'll always love getting reviews. If you've ever gotten value from the podcast, I would love it if you left me a review. Just leave me a review on Google or go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can leave reviews all over the place. 5 stars reviews are much appreciated. And if you leave a review and you hear me read your review on an episode, reach out to me. And your gift for that is a 1-hour coaching session. I've never, ever, ever in 6 years now had one of the 6.5 years done a coaching session that somebody didn't get a massive breakthrough. In fact, if you want to be the person or people, I'm looking for new different guests for the show. I'm shifting the course of the guests. So if you would like to do a live coaching session on an episode, reach out to me because I am absolutely wanting to do more of those. The one I did recently with Andrew Randall, go back and listen to it if you didn't. There was a couple huge epiphany moments that I know I've talked to him since then immediately changed his results in the field. So if you want those types of transformational experiences, reach out to me. And if you're open to being a guest on the show, we will do a live coaching session in a podcast. So you get the transformation, you get a free coaching session, and more importantly, you're able to help our community. Because if you have a friction point, if you're struggling with something, if there's something that you need to overcome, you have a question, I guarantee you someone else in the community also has that same question. So remember, your story could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison. So let's get into this review. This is from Anthony MYR. It just came in a couple days ago. It says, best training in the industry. 5 stars. It says, Sam's training never misses a beat. I was recommended originally by my sales manager, and it's one of the only podcasts that goes into high intense sales training. Sam has lots of experience in other areas that apply to every part of the trades. Definitely subscribe and listen if you are in the home improvement industry. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that. And that's very true. I have experience in a ton of stuff. This isn't just sales. Yes, we do full-on business coaching. We're disrupting the industry. I've been whispering about this, but it is time to let the cat out of the bag. You're going to see this coming week. The date of this recording and release date of this episode is Friday, August 29th, 2025. This coming week, I'm going to be, me and two other gentlemen have partnered in a partnership, and we are about to disrupt all of home services and home improvement with a program that you've heard me talk about it a long time. Door-to-door. How do you do door-to-door? How do you do it and not lose your reputation in the community? How do you do it in a way that gets results? All of these things. We have put together a done-for-you program at a very affordable cost, which will instantly be able to pay for itself. It's free plus profit, basically. So I'm so excited. It's a new basically a whole new company that we are starting. And I'm going to tell you the name of it. Are you ready? It's called Door to Door Institute. It's going to be a full, when we get it built out, it will be a full blown everything from canvassing, getting you, well, not just leads. This is not about leads. Disregard the idea of leads. This is about qualified appointments en masse onto your calendar every single time you do this. Now, what this also means is, there's a lot of other components in your business that will also need some work. So yes, it will include sales training. It will include training for your technicians. We will include your training for your call centers. We will include leadership. There's so many components to this. But the cool thing is, you no longer have to give up ownership to half of your company to this crazy platform or anything like that. There's a private equity, all of these things, these concepts, the ideas. That is maybe not the best plan for most of you. I can tell you laundry list of companies that is not a good plan for that have been taken advantage of those by those types of organizations. But there's a better way. I'm here to tell you that you can grow your own business, your own company without having to have that, in a way that we can show you how this process will self-fund every bit of the reinvestment that you need to do in your company to establish those systems. So if you're tired of beating your head against the wall over and over and over and not seeing a lot of traction, we have the solution. So put this on your calendar. October 24th is the launch date, October 24th in Dallas, Texas. Jonathan Bannister, Ken Baden, and myself, we have formed Door to Door Institute. So this is October 24th. Put it on your calendar, 2025. I'm going to have a link up. In fact, you can go to doortodoorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. And there is a registration link for that event, and you should be able to access it. If you can't access it today, it will be available within this next week. So message me if you reach out, if you try to access that and it's not there. So far, we just have a little bit up. There will be plenty more built out here in this next week. But October 24th, mark it on your calendar. I know a lot of you have been reaching out asking about this. Yes, it is finally in place. We're putting it together, and it's going to blow your freaking socks off. So if you're an owner or manager and you want to learn more about this program, more about what we're doing, we're only accepting. So we're going to put 50 people in a room, and we're only accepting 5 applications at first. So because we're going to be working with companies all over North America, and I want you to be one of them. So October 24th, put it on your calendar and be there. Door to Door Institute, D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. Go register, and I will see you there. So let's get into today's content. Today is number 10 in the psychology series. This is wrapping up the series, so we're going to move on to some other things after this. But the series has been absolute fire. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know it has changed the mind for a lot of people. It's really exposed a lot of things that we didn't really think about that are necessary and crucial. If you want to be a top performer in HVAC, you know, plumbing, electrical, and garage doors, solar, and roofing, doesn't matter what you do, you have to understand these concepts. So What if you could, I'm going to say it again, what if you could reduce the objections before they even form, not just with a rebuttal when it comes out of their mouth? So that's what we're going to talk about. So what happens is too often we are reactive in our process and we're waiting for the homeowner, we're waiting for buyers to ask about cost or comfort or warranties or schedule. We're waiting for them. But what happens is by then, the homeowner has already created their own internal version of how it should work. And that's what causes resistance. So today, what we're going to do, I'm going to teach you, you're going to learn how to install expectations into their minds before their own expectations start to form. So what this is going to do, it's going to turn your presentation into a psychological pre-frame that makes the decision feel like it's their idea. So this is going to be a fun episode. I know you all enjoy my content because it is so wildly different than anything else out there. Everything else out there is just like, take this step and do this in this order, and you've got to set the capacitor on the table like this. You're like, yes, that's you got to know that stuff. But that's elementary. That you're not going to increase your numbers by, you know, handing. Yes, sure, you're going to sell more turbo capacitors if you hand it to them instead of just setting it on the table so they can feel the weight. Yes, we got it, 100%. You got to learn that too. What we're talking about in this series is master's and PhD level sales. This is what takes somebody from $2 million a year to $4 million a year, from $3 million to $6 million. These are the elements that create that type of thinking. So let's hop in. This is, of course, the final episode in that sales psychology series, like we're talking about. But what this is going to do, we're going to close the loop. So far, we've learned how to read the buyer's mind. We've learned how to adjust to their patterns. We talked about neurodivergence, the neurodivergent buyer, and also how to work with neurodivergent people in your team. And we've learned how to coach the sell at the emotional level. So now we're going to flip the power. Basically, what happens here is you have the opportunity to shape the reality the buyer walks into before they even raise a concern. This is the psychology of pre-framing. It's setting the correct expectation and this is the important part. Yes, it's important to set expectations. But we have the opportunity here to create the buying state that they are in. So if you go back to the energy series that I did, we talked a lot about setting the emotional state, setting the container. This is an extension of that. So step one, let's talk about why buyers create their own reality. And of course, why that's a problem, right? If we leave it up to them, we never know what's going to happen. Because buyers, homeowners, they don't come into your sales appointment as a blank slate. We've been talking about that. We think that it's a blank slate and they're ready to just learn, like walking into a classroom. That's absolutely the opposite of what truly happens. And you all know it. You're inserted right in the middle of their chaotic, busy life. And they come in with stories, with assumptions, with sometimes past trauma. I mean, raise your hand if you've ever had a homeowner that it was very clear they had a past horrible experience with a contractor. It doesn't even have to be in your industry, but because of that experience, they carried that baggage forward into your appointment and they projected it on you. So we have to learn how to deal with those elements of this conversation. So if you don't teach them what to expect, they're going to fill in the gaps. And what they imagine, of course, is usually worse than reality. It's like walking into a dark room without turning the lights on. We think the worst. So we have this moment of like, oh, crap, what's in here? We turn the light on. And of course, it's purely innocent and it's nothing. But that's the way the brain works. That's the protection mechanism that our brain, that it crafts, that it takes. So. Here's an example. Some of the things that because they don't know what your process is like. They have no idea. So, you know, if you're in home improvement or home services at all, in a homeowner's mind, what is the one word that describes that? Construction. it's some sort of construction, because they don't know. Literally 97% of your homeowners don't have a clue. So the things that they think are what? This will probably take 3 weeks. They're going to try to upsell me. I bet there's hidden fees. So if we can handle these ahead of time, we get to close the door on those objections. And those are some of the things that will sneak up and bite you like a snake in the grass if you don't take care of it ahead of time. So the brain science behind this is, you know, our brain uses mental models to reduce cognitive load. So when new information arises, it's compared, they're comparing this new information that go into the database, and it's going to compare that to past patterns. And so if none is given, if there's no direction given, their brain is going to default to fear-based protection. It, just like we're talking about with the dark room. If you walk in the dark room, your brain is going to imagine the worst if you don't know what's in there and you don't know what to expect. So here's how this typically works and what most home... In fact, here's a good word track for you that'll really help to set the expectations. So in a situation like that, just tell the homeowner, hey, here's how this typically works and what most homeowners are surprised to discover. See, the second part of that is the crucial part of it. Here's how this typically works, or here's what to expect, or is it okay if I tell you, you know, if we go over what to expect as a permission question? But the second piece of that, here's what typically works, or here's how it typically works, here's what to expect. And we're also going to cover what most homeowners are surprised to discover. So it's really powerful because we start to unlock that component in their brain that's that protection mechanism that'll start to turn the corner and open that door. So pre-framing is the intentional act of shaping the buyer's beliefs about the experience before the experience happens. And so this is how we're going to install the buyer's frame in their mind before they do. So we have to get there first. It's not a race, but we have to do this first before they have time to start letting all of the swirling ideas and thoughts and assumptions start to fill in the gaps. So we do it first. It's clear communication. So here's some tactical training for you. Step one, we have to normalize the process. So literally by labeling and calling things out in a generalized way. So we're not saying you, we're saying most homeowners. So here's a word track for you. Most homeowners start with some hesitation. It is a big decision and it's totally normal. So what this is doing, it's going to remove the shame of uncertainty, because we're all built the same. If you don't know something, so many times, how often, raise your hand if you hate looking stupid in front of someone else. You hate looking ignorant in front of someone else. That's exactly how the homeowners feel every single time you walk into an appointment when you first get there. That's why it's so important to set expectations and outline this. So by having a statement like, you know, most homeowners start with some hesitation. It's a big decision and that's totally normal. What that does, it's going to remove that shame of uncertainty, that shame of, you know, feeling like they don't fully know what's going on and looking like an idiot. That's step one, normalize the process. Step two, we have to preempt the timeline. If you've ever listened to any training or know anything about Jay Abraham, he's one of the masters of preeminence in sales. A lot of this pulls from those concepts and those ideas. So number two, we have to preempt the timeline. So tell them something. It depends on how you do your process. You know, I'm working with a company right now that most of the appointments, it's a two-step close, and that's okay. It doesn't always have to be a one-sit close. If you're a company that forces and requires a one-sit close in 2025, is it possible? Yes. Are you leaving millions of dollars on the table? Absolutely. So break the old way of thinking, because people don't buy the same anymore. Anyway, my whole point is, yes, that we can absolutely have ones that closes way more often than you are now, but not everyone is going to. And at the same time, I have a coaching client in California. He has a 70% close rate. And every single one of his appointments, he intentionally turns into, makes it a 2-sit close. So I don't know about you, but I'm not arguing with a 70% close rate at an over $20,000 average ticket. It's only getting better because we're working on it. But I mean, that's what the numbers he was keeping when he walked in the door to coaching. Now, of course, it's improving, but there's not a single argument for or against a 1-sit versus 2-sit close. If you're doing the process correctly, if you're building relationship, if people are falling in love with your company, with you, with the solutions, I don't care how many times we have to see each other until it closes. Yes, there's a whole conversation about efficiency, but if your company is forcing a 1-sit close because you're scared that they're going to go get a quote from someone else and wow, they're cheaper, well, you suck at sales. I'm just here to tell you, your model is broken if that is your company's, like literally the company's process. You know, these companies that you have the first day that you see a client, you have till midnight to close it, and then that client gets taken away from you and given to a rehash department and inside sales. I'm sorry. I just will stand here and tell you right in your face, that's a dumb model. You are losing lots of, so either you're lazy and you don't want to train your people, or you don't want to have a follow-up program that is robust that actually works or something. But yes, you might see some crazy numbers from it, but I'm telling you, you're missing a lot, and that's no way to build a relationship. So that's my soapbox. I'm going to stand on that soapbox until somebody proves me otherwise. But that was rabbit trail detour. Back to the content. So we have to preempt the timeline. So for example, in a 2-sit close, what that might sound like is, here's how the next 3 days usually go. Today we design, tomorrow we confirm, then it's install. That's absolutely what one can look like. Working with, if you saw my announcement, I just took the sales director role at a company called Your New Door in Dallas. You know, it's a couple step process there. It doesn't have, yes, we're going to get the same day closes, but it's a multi-step in a lot of places, a lot of situations you're in. And it doesn't have to be, you can outline this and okay, here's what it normally looks like. Today, we decide on what the project's going to look like. Here within 3 days, however your timeline is, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to get you on the schedule. Then our crew's going to come out. Really, it's just lining out what it looks like. You know, first, what we're going to do is, you know, we'll work together to come up with the project that perfectly fits exactly what we're looking for today. And then we get on the schedule. You know, the crew will be out. They're going to do the installation. Maybe, and I hope you're doing this, I'll be out with them to make sure that everything goes smoothly. Then I'll be out a week after, or our QC person or somebody will be on after that. But really, it's just setting clear timeline. How long is it going to take? What does it look like? Whatever the process is, it's not good or bad. It just is what it is. Just clearly define it so it gives the buyer structure and it lowers resistance. And the number three is define what a smart buyer does. Because everyone, of course, wants to be a smart buyer. They want to be a smart homeowner. So here's another expression. And this one is classic. It's very similar to the way a Brian Tracy or Zig Ziglar type of training would have sounded. Most of our sharpest buyers always ask about long-term value. So what we're going to do is I'll cover that first. Now, their questions aren't buyer objections. They're signs of alignment. That's what happens. So, you know, that's when their questions come up. They're not objections anymore. You know, so most of our sharpest buyers always ask about long-term value. So I'll cover that first. If you don't introduce this, how many of your clients ever ask about long-term value? Almost none. Unless they are in sales or something. But if you introduce this idea, now this becomes an important topic that they want to know more about. So most of our sharpest buyers, all, you know, our smartest buyers always ask about long-term value. So what we'll do is we'll cover that first. Nice and simple. Or is it okay if I cover that first? And then number four, you've got to plant seeds for your own authority. So, you know, my job is to make this simple. I've done this 1,000 times, and my goal is to make this your easiest upgrade ever. Now you've positioned yourself, of course, as the guide, not the salesperson. You are the tour guide in this process. You're the leader, like we talk about so often on this episode. You are the leader in this journey. Once you've passed that moment of rapport and you build that rapport, they are following your lead. If you think it's weird, if you make it weird, it'll be weird. But if you don't, they are good. You're the trusted guide. So the brain science on this is the RAS, the reticular activating system. Basically what it does, it's going to scan for confirmation of what's been suggested. When you plant expectations early, their brain begins to look for ways to validate them. This turns their own brain into your best closer. I hope you understand what we're talking about here. So if not, go back to episode one and start over, and you will by the time you get back to this episode. I think we're at 251, 252, something like that now. So this is what we're doing. We're setting the preeminence in the cell. All right, segment three. The next thing we have to do is we have to set the emotional tone of the sell. It's not just enough to do the logical expectations and the timing and all of that. We have to set an emotional expectation. Because remember, people buy on emotion, they justify it with logic, and they justify that piece of logic with another piece of emotion. Don't forget the emotional portions of this. Otherwise, you end up just selling to the house, and the house doesn't write the check, and you'll close at 30%, and you'll get a whole hell of a lot of think about it. So, pre-framing isn't just about logistics, it's about emotional expectation. If you expect this to be tense, your homeowner is going to feel tension. If you expect clarity, they'll find clarity. So, here's how we set the emotional tone. Here's your toolbox for this. You want to start with a win. Before we dive into options, I want you to know, just by having this conversation, hey, you're ahead of 90% of homeowners who wait until it's too late. That's a powerful statement. So start with a win. It's almost a high five moment. And then we're going to use some anchoring language. So what you're going to love most about this, or the moment you walk back into your home and feel the difference of dot, 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 it's going to be like this. So use that emotional anchoring. You know what most homeowners love about this, and I know you are too, that type of language in the way that we're anchoring this in for them. And then the third step of this is own the flow of the call. Here's what we'll cover. I'll walk you through this. So again, it's setting expectations, but you have to do it consistently and regularly through your whole process. There's more than one moment to set expectations. And if you're not consistently doing this at every step of the way, you're missing a huge component in your process, and your homeowner's left with a moment where there's no clarity. And no clarity means now they're going to start assuming things that you do not want them to assume. So you cannot over-communicate the clarity and expectations of the during your process. So here's a good example of how you own the flow of the call. So here's what we'll cover. I'll walk you through the system. I'll answer the big stuff first and make sure every piece feels like it fits your home perfectly. That's nice and simple. You know, it doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be this big, you know, huge long-ass script. It can be nice and simple and basic, but you have to do it. And that's the important part. So what this does, though, this tone setting creates certainty. It's going to create calmness. It is the transference of your confidence. Your confidence and certainty is what they are buying. So here's another word track for you. What I found is that the most comfortable buyers are the ones who know what to expect. So let's get clear on that right now. You know, I've done this thousands of times. What I found is you know, our most comfortable homeowners, they're the ones who know what to expect. So there's no surprises. So why don't we just go ahead and get clear on all of that right now? Now, hear my tonality. I was flying through this super fast, but I'm going to slow down and actually use correct tonality for this because it's so important. So, hey, you know what I found? I've worked with thousands of homeowners, and what I found is the most comfortable buyers are the ones who know what to expect. So let's get clear on that right now. Notice how my tone did not deflect up at the end. It stayed nice and straight and then went down at the end because it's a statement. It's not a question. If you change it, listen to the difference. This is a small pop out for a tonality lesson here. I'll do a whole episode on tonality, but this is important. If I was to have a lilt at the end of my statements, like a lot of you do, what this sounds like is, so what I found is most comfortable buyers are the ones who know what to expect. So let's get clear on that now. It sounds like a question. I know a huge majority of you, at the end of your sentences, you have a lilt up. This is why it's so important to record yourself, because if you say it like that, we've lost all of the confidence and it sounds like a question. You've lost the certainty in the statement. So I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it like that first, again, one more time. Then we'll come back and I'll say it with a different tonality. So what I found is that the most comfortable buyers are the ones who know what to expect. So let's get clear on that now. That's the wrong way. So what I found is the most comfortable buyers are the ones who know what to expect. So let's get clear on that now. Did you hear the difference? And if you didn't, rewind back and listen, because these slight changes, this is the secret sauce that if there was ever a magic bullet in sales, and there's absolutely not, Rome wasn't built in a day and neither was a top performer, but these are the things that move the needle very, very quickly in your process. Once you get the foundational stuff down, the steps in the right order and the language and the scripting, this is what to go to work on next. That's why if anyone ever coaches with me one-on-one, I have a 9-month minimum. I will not work with you if you don't commit to 9 months. And we're not going to do a handful of sessions and say, oh my gosh, my whole life changed and I'm selling $9 million a year now. No, that's not how it works. Unless you're already doing 8.5, then yeah, we can get you to 9. But that's unrealistic. Talk about setting expectations. That's unrealistic expectation. If you're at 2 now and you see these advertisements by the trainers out there that double your numbers overnight, I'm here to call BS on that because it does not happen. And all that happens is people just get upset and frustrated with those trainers because that's not how it works. You have to put in the work and practice and listen and record. But the best news is time's going to pass anyway, and this is a journey. Success was a destination. Like if it was a circle in the ground, just tell me where it's at. We'll just go there. I'll buy your plane ticket. I'll buy all of your plane ticket. We'll just go right now and stand in the circle and we're successful. Cool. But that's not how it works. Success is a journey and every single step of the way, just like my buddy Brian and Nate over at Waste No Day say, work to be 1% better today than you were yesterday. Everyone can improve 1%. But when you start to add in the compound effect of that across just a single year, you're now 37 times greater than you were at the beginning of the year by strictly adding 1% a day. I think that's the number, 37%? 37 times, I mean? Maybe it's 7 times. I don't know. I'll do the math. Pretty sure it's 37 times. Somebody do the math and message me. I'm curious. And if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. I love you guys. And if you're not on YouTube, go find my channel and subscribe to it. It helps. So here's the anchor here. Sales is not about being persuasive. It's about being predictive. When you create safety through structure, when you light the path before they walk it, you aren't just reducing objections. You're guiding them into the version of the experience you've already created. This is what the difference is. And when you master that, your homeowners, your buyers, they're going to say yes before they even know why, because it's so crystal clear in their mind. Because remember, people do not buy because they're better educated. They buy when they feel safe. They buy when they have confidence and certainty and your confidence and certainty that you're the educated one. They don't want to have to learn about all of the crap that you do in your industry. I don't care if you're an HVAC or, you know, garage doors, again, roofing or plumbing or electrical or, you know, doors or windows or siding or, you know, gutters. It doesn't matter. Irrigation. They don't want to have to learn how to do it. That's why you're there. You're the expert. The reason so many people feel like they have to get more and more and more educated is because of the scumbags out there, the 80% that are taking advantage of the homeowners. So they feel like they have to educate themselves to the point where they know enough not to be taken advantage of. And if you can create a safe, comfortable, trusted buying experience for them and light the path the whole way, that stops. It stops immediately because now they feel safe and comfortable to make a buying decision with you, and they feel comfortable enough that they're not going to get taken advantage of. And that is true closing. That is a closer's conversation right there. So here's a recap. If you don't train the buyer what to expect, their brain will fill the gap, and usually with fear, with the wrong information. Number two, pre-framing lets you install beliefs, expectations, and emotional tone before concerns surface. And number three, tactical pre-framing makes you the architect of the sale, not just a responder. You're proactive in this conversation, not reactive. You are now the tour guide. You are now the trusted leader in the conversation. So if you have loved this series, I would love for you to drop me a review and share what you've implemented. Go join the Facebook group. Absolutely join the Facebook group. Love for you to leave some takeaways from what you've learned through this series, because there's been some massive, this is the next level stuff. I would love to have conversation with you about what you're learning and what you're implementing. Because remember, success happens at the speed of implementation. So if you are ready, and the other part of this is just scratching the surface. This is the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. So if you are ready to master these techniques with your team in live role play, let's build your coaching systems. We can absolutely build out the processes for you, for your company. Get me out there. Let's train your team. Because every single time, if you want to know if it's worth it, take whatever your revenue is and add 30% to it. And that's the minimum that always happens every single time I'm on site, as long as people implement. And if that doesn't get you excited, if that doesn't get you fired up, your wood's wet. Because you know, there's not many things you can do that get a 30% lift in your revenue. And this is absolutely one of them. And we're 3 years into this journey of doing on-site visits now with dozens of companies across North America. And it's a freaking proven track record. So if you want some testimony videos, let me know. I'll send them to you. But basically, wraps up the series. So I've got some, I've been getting lots of killer ideas for episodes along the journey while I've been recording this. So watch out for some more fire coming. Monday, I've got a really great interview episode with a couple gentlemen from Columbus, Ohio. So shout out to Bill and Jason. You guys are coming up on, it's going to be coming out on Monday. And again, speaking to you, two different things. One, if you own a company and or manager and you are tired of shoulder season, there's not a single reason you should ever have to suffer the down numbers of shoulder season. Yes, I'm here to tell you, you can be consistently busy with appointments year round. So put it on your calendar, October 24th, get your butt to Dallas, Texas. Go to doortodoorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number two, D-O-O-R, institute.com, and register for the event. That's going to be October 24th. Me, my friend Jonathan Bannister, and my friend Ken Baden, we have built the Door-to-Door Institute, where we will come to your company and show you exactly how. We'll bring people, and we're going to do it with you. This is not teach you This is, we're going to come do it with you. So we'll show, we'll get you appointments year round. It doesn't, I don't care what time of year it is. There's always, always people who need and want you and your company, whatever it is you do. I don't care what industry you're in, but this is HVAC, plumbing, electrical. I know you guys have never knocked doors before. If you have, it's the neighbor and that's it. I'm here to show you how to do it right and get crazy results and build the reputation in your neighborhoods and your communities, how to be 5 mile famous, how to be your local hometown hero, like Tim Brown says in his new book. Yes, it can be done. And I'm here. We're here to show you how. The second thing is, if you've gotten value from this podcast, leave me a review. I love you guys. Thank you for being with me. Gentlemen and ladies, we need more women in the trades. I've got some really cool stuff coming up. It would take me an entire episode to tell you all of the different things that I'm doing in Close It Now and with the partnerships, but holy cow, y'all, we're disrupting the industry. We're not only disrupting, we're literally innovating ways that have never been done before. So any legacy model, the way that things have always been done, that's broken. Anytime somebody in your company says, well, we've always done it this way, that's your red flag. It's time for innovation. It's time to remodel. And we're here to help you do that. So thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, at the bottom line of all of this is you got to become somebody worth buying from. As your personal growth goes up, this is identity. As you change your identity to know that you are a sales professional, that you know that every time you step across a threshold, people want to listen to you and they want to buy what you are there for. Everyone I meet wants to do business with me. That is one of the affirmations that's on my affirmation list. If you want a list of my affirmations, send me a message, sam@closeitnow.net. I'll send you the affirmation sheet that every single time I train, this is what we do. We go through these daily affirmations. You can tape it to your mirror so you know, so you speak to yourself and you train, you're teaching your own identity. Who am I? You get to tell yourself who you are. Just like this pre-frame in the appointment, not only training our buyers how to buy from us, you have the opportunity to create your own identity and you get to design it as anything that you want it to be. So be careful what you put into your brain and into your mind, because remember, your thoughts create your belief about yourself. Your belief about yourself creates your identity, and your identity creates your outcomes and results. So if you want to change your outcome and the result, if you're not happy with those outcomes and results, it starts with your thoughts. And one great way to do that is with daily affirmations. So email me, sam@closeitnow.net, if you want to, I'll email you a list of those affirmations. Or go to the website, closeitnow.net, and fill out the form and mention that in there. And if you want to know about coaching and stuff, do the form there too. Or join the Facebook group. And, you know, I'm just going to post them in there and I'll make it one of the files. So thanks for listening to everybody. I appreciate you all. I love you all. Until next time, go be somebody worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.